Now entering Nerdist.com.
Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. Jackie Cation, Laurie Kilmartin. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show. It's the Jackie and Laurie Show. The Jackie and Laurie Show.
Ready, go.
Wow, you are cheerful. Or is it because we're not at your house? You got out of the house?
I did get out of the house.
We're here with Q Fortier, right? Is that
Q.
It?
That's me.
That's what I'm doing. He bought the, he did the
Smile Train.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You were the point person on this. So tell him, explain what he bought.
Oh, he bought the...
what did you offer Jimmy Pardo? What happened?
Incredible luxury of being able to... listen to this podcast in person as it's being taped. Yeah.
And yeah, and that's
what a gift.
What a gift. A gift
worth every penny.
You know what it is? It's a gift to cleft palate children is what it is because this is going to be what it's going to be, my friend. Anyway, so you're at my house.
Yeah, we're at Jackie's.
We got Kyle tap tap tapping away over there.
Kyle looking for another job.
At all times.
Kyle's doing a packet. He does packets constantly during our podcast.
He's writing the Great American Novel. Oh, that's hilarious. Hey, my comic book got funded.
That is amazing. I saw that. That's incredible.
4 days before it got funded. And it's a classic Kickstarter. It's a tale of as old as Kickstarter, where it doesn't look like it's going to happen. It doesn't look like it's going to happen. And then in the 11th hour, it happens.
Did somebody come through with a giant check?
I hope not, because that's actually, I was told
anti-Kickstarter.
That, yeah,
right?
I was told that that's frowned on. Oh, did you hear that that happened, Q? Q put $3,500 towards it.
Wow.
Allow me to write a certain script with you just in it. Holy crap. It turns out Q is gainfully employed. I don't know if people know this about some of our fans.
He also makes poor money choices. Now, I've two examples in less than 5 minutes of things you shouldn't have spent your money on.
Him and his giving spirit. Who needs that shit? Anyway, so... yeah, but it worked. I can't believe it worked. And so now I will have a comic book that I was
That's
part
amazing.
Of and where that, I wrote a tiny script.
The picture you tweeted is
yeah.
awesome.
Oh my God. Yeah. The woman who the artist is this. Now, why wouldn't I have, her name is Burini, B-U-R-I. N-I.
Okay,
and
it
might
like
be two R's. It's true. I forgot her first name. It's
you know, we're past first names on this, on the Jackie and Laurie show.
Yes, Barini. So she, her art was awesome. She's from Germany.
Yeah.
And Brendan Wright, whose first name I do know, because he was the guy who contacted me initially to do it for Starburns, mm-hmm. the Dan Harmon. But it's not actually part of Starburns industry. It's like a separate parallel track, which is
why
they don't have any money.
I'm already confused.
All right. And so, but the, whatever. But that guy, he said that they were trying to get more, they were trying to mix it up more.
Yeah.
Or shall we say, less straight white guys, if possible.
Sure. So is she, she's a lesbian from Germany? That's what I'm inferring from your comments.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm actually, her sex life and I, we don't have any info. All I know is she's not doing it with me. How
right.
about that? Another person who's made a bad life choice. Because I'm
her
amazing.
Or you? Oh.
No, I am amazing in the sack. Not true. Just normal.
I don't know. What? Andy
don't
seems
know.
Like a happy guy.
Well, maybe we're parallel, just having a good time. Maybe neither one of us is breaking the mold over here.
I don't want to think about the two of you having sex
no,
ever again.
I don't even.
Okay,
I don't even
thank
want
you.
To. So the next thing, of course, is my romance novel.
Right.
Which I had lunch with a friend of mine who's a writer, who's a prose writer, and mm-hmm. She writes on Cloak and Dagger on
okay.
Marvel. Anyway, so she was like, just write it. Just write the sex scene.
Oh, are you still thinking about writing it?
Oh, my
of...
God. I have written so much sort of foreplay and
yeah.
fucking around that isn't fucking around.
Right.
It's just insane. I'm sure Audible's like, TikTok. Any chance this was going to come in before
so
the next century?
You're uncomfortable writing the actual penis entry parts of the
right. You and your cock stand and the dripping clefts of the world. Yeah, though they
dripping
joined,
clefts.
Yeah, that sometimes lady parts are described as dripping clefts.
Really?
Just once. Oh. But you know what? It'll sear into your fucking mind if you ever read the words dripping cleft.
Yeah. Like base cleft or cleft chin or cleft,
as in the folds of your labia majora and minora.
Right, but how is it? How is that a cleft? Unless I don't understand
the word is cleft. C L E F T.
Okay,
and it's an actual word, and it means like a valley or a divot.
I guess I've seen that, like a river.
Maybe I could do dripping divot, and then that would be something.
Sobbing divot.
You could laugh out loud, Q, and that would help dripping? Us all. It's like me, Harry, eyeballing you. It's like, it's almost like it's Katie Levine over there. And so, because she'll laugh. Or Aristotle? Remember when Aristotle would sometimes?
He was a ghost. He was a ghost in the podcast.
He would laugh silently. Yeah. It was exasperating.
Yeah.
I did not appreciate it. That's why we like Kyle, who's like, if you make him laugh, it's a win. And then, but he doesn't hold back. He gives like that. It's beautiful.
Yes. So...
Yeah, you talk about you for a second.
Okay. I lost my notebook. I know. The gasp, that's the appropriate level of horror. It's the worst thing that's ever happened to anyone in the history of the world.
Ever. Oh, my God. You're reading Anne Frank, but throw it away. Oh, my God.
a separate note. I am reading Anne Frank. And first of all, the chunk I'm working on, I came up with a self-contained callback so that I'm like so happy because it ends on something that it starts with.
Oh.
And so I don't.
So you don't have
like,
to do some weird old joke.
Jesus Christ. When I want to do my YouTube joke, I have to like, it's like you want a snack, but you've got to set a dining room table for guests instead. Like you have to take out every fucking plate to do this joke. Right. But the Anne Frank one now starts and ends on the same thing.
Right.
For now, unless I add to it. But
that's amazing.
Yeah, I'm so happy about that. That happened last night at the West Side. And I was supposed to be I'm supposed to be on the West Side next Friday, but yeah. I wrote it down on the wrong night.
Yeah.
So I just showed up and I wasn't on the bill. And that's like an hour drive. I didn't want to.
Really
I was like, part of me was like relieved. But as always. But yeah. But then they snuck me on for 7.
Okay.
And I just had time to.
To work on that.
I'm like, oh, what if I tried to end it like this? And it worked. And then I did it again at Echoes, which it was
very... Because you had two sets, right?
Yeah. I stole a set from somebody, but I'm not sure who it is. Emily had a set and threw it open. Yep. And I thought it was taken. And I thought Amy Miller took it. And then maybe she didn't. Or I don't know what happened. Because then I wanted plausible deniability. Because I got an email from... them saying, hey, you want to do a set? I'm like, yeah. And then I wasn't sure if I accidentally grabbed
hers. It from Amy Miller. But Amy Miller had a set over at the Ice House.
Couldn't make it.
So you went to Echoes under Sunset?
Yes. No, not under Sunset. It's on Pico now. They moved it.
Oh,
it's
thank
a giant
God.
Warehouse. It's right across from Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Oh, good.
Which
because
is, to me, I'm going to...
I always had the hardest time finding...
Terrible combination of food. Waffles only.
How about... No. I don't know. And okay. Here's my thing is bready breakfast things are not my forte. So
so you don't like pancakes?
I don't like pancakes. Nancy Kashian, one of the worst cooks of pancakes. We used to have them twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays. She would make a shitty, shitty pancake out of Bisquick and out of a box.
That's delicious to me. It sounds like you had... Is that your stepmom?
Yeah.
The greatest stepmom ever. And here you are complaining about her.
Of watery, watery pancakes. She didn't cook them fully through. She was busy.
Well, I wish you had said this to her face when she was alive, Jackie.
I have.
Okay.
Thanks for killing her again. Every day. Hey, last night I tried my...
Lost notebook.
You're fucking lost notebook.
We're already out of things to talk about, so no need to move ahead quickly, okay?
No. Yeah, let's nurse this one.
So I have a Moleskine, and it's a special... It's a cloth cover with stripes
sees
on it. Yeah, blue and white stripes. And I think I left it at Flappers, but I called and they didn't have it. They're so funny. They have... Because there's so many comics there.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, and audience members as well. They have a computer log of the Lost and Found. It's not like I'm used to Lost and Found at a swim club where you're searching through 10-year-old goggles for your cap or something.
Man, if I would have known that as a kid, I would have got free goggles.
Oh, totally. Yeah. All you should do is any pool go, I lost my goggles. And they'll just let you search and you pretend like the whatever
those
you find.
Oh, look at those ones. Yeah, those look like they'll fit.
Once you're there for 2 days, the person's not coming back.
It's true.
Yeah. They may have drowned. And that's why their goggles were lost in the first place. But so they didn't have it logged in. So I might pop by there
yeah,
tonight.
You should.
Because I'm actually doing a spot there tonight. So that makes complete sense that I would pop by there.
Oh, you know what? I have two spots tonight. I wonder where they are again. What day is it?
It's Saturday.
Okay. What?
Flappers 2 or all 3 was the Flappers tonight.
Are you at Flappers 2?
It's their birthday show.
I'm for a Laura House show.
Oh, cool. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, how was
Oh, no. I'm at Dynasty.
Oh, okay.
And also Eileen Yang has a show in the Valley. And then I also picked up Good Heroine.
Wait, I'm doing that one in Northridge?
Yeah.
I'm doing that one tonight.
Okay.
Are you on it too?
I might be.
Oh.
If I can make it.
You might want to check.
No, we talked about it. I said I'm going to try to do it, but my set at Dynasty is at 9:48. And my the Good Heroine starts at 8 or 8:30. And then I don't know what time Eileen Yang's,
it starts at 9:30. The Northridge starts at 9:30. So for you, if you Dynasty, you got a plan's going to run 20 minutes late.
Right. So maybe I can swap with Jared Logan.
Because
he's up first.
Yeah.
But
it's still a heck of a drive.
It's Kara's birthday.
Oh, yeah.
Kara Klein.
That's right. I was getting Evites from children. Because it was someone else's birthday too, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it was two kids, and I'm like, who the fuck's kids are these? And is this for my son?
It's a picture of them. They were tiny children.
It was yes, Kara
for a while,
right? And So I'm gonna try to do. So wait, so you're gonna go to Flappers tonight and actually
Flappers,
go through the box?
I will look through the box for my notebook, and if not, I will pop over to Barnes and Noble, which I think is still up until 9:00.
Oh, to get another one?
To get another one.
I have a stack of. I have a couple of. Do you know what I have? I have a Hillary Clinton Madam President one.
Is it a moleskin?
Yeah.
Are you gonna use it?
No, because I cry every time I pick it up.
Oh,
it's pretty intense. But you, if you want the
intense
tears of Jackie Cation all over your comedy,
dude, that's what I try to make happen every time I do this podcast. I'm like, please let me make her cry.
Oh my God. Yeah, it's over in that corner by the dragon,
okay,
as you can imagine.
I'll check it out. Here's the thing. I didn't have a ton of new stuff written in that notebook. It was mostly me rewriting.
Yeah, from the
set list and rewriting stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I have almost everything recorded, so I don't think I lost anything.
The other place, what about West Side? What about West Side?
Oh, West Side was fun.
No, could you have left it at West Side?
No. I left it there.
You were looking at it at Flappers?
Yeah. The last place I remember it is I put it on a table as I was being brought up on stage, and I was like, don't forget this. And then I haven't seen it since.
Right. So,
I should always just bring it up on stage.
Except for that, isn't that a pet peeve of absolutely
no, don't open it. Just wrap it around your smartphone so people,
don't even see
the smartphone.
Or your,
yes.
Yeah.
It's like it's a little jacket for your smartphone.
Right.
I guess because it's such a cool cloth moleskin, I didn't want people to be jealous and storm the stage and try to take it from me.
It's pretty amazing. That sucks, though. I have lost two notebooks. I once got mugged, and I was like, just give me my notebook back.
Did he?
No, they were children. I was mugged by two 14-year-olds on bikes.
You need to get mugged by artists who understand.
Who get it.
Yeah.
I was like, you could have all the monies.
Yes.
There isn't any. Please help yourself. You can even have the bag, I guess, if that's what you want.
Here's my hair. Sell it to somebody, but please give me my notebook back.
Do you ever see Good Hair? The
yes,
it was
the Chris Rock documentary.
The Chris Rock
documentary.
It was so funny.
Yeah, it was really good.
And the guy who stole hair in India at the
yes,
movies.
Yeah.
I remember that. That was weird.
Yeah,
that's his best movie.
Did you see the one he's not in? Oh, man,
he wasn't. He did. He
Jackie
was a talking head.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Right. So I left one in a cab once. That it was pretty full, and I was pretty depressed about that. But everything else I have, I think I have them all. You know, they're all stored.
It's attached to us, so there's no reason. I mean,
yeah.
I would be really surprised, and I'm going to knock on plywood or something, but because I the one I have now has so much new stuff that all of it needs so much work.
Yeah.
That it's not really even set lists yet.
Right.
It's just words
right.
that I have to... And I, you know, do you do that thing where you work on a chunk?
Yeah.
And then you just recreate that chunk 3 pages later?
Yes. That's constantly. All I do. I'm constantly massaging words. Yes,
right.
Yes.
And just in the notebook itself.
Right.
You see something I wrote back when I got this a year and a half ago. Because this notebook has actually been a real slow play for me, the one that I have, because I got it in Dublin. Remember? It has my name embossed on it. It's a moleskin that has my name on it. It's very fancy.
That's exciting. Does it have your Irish name in it at all? What is your Irish name, by the way?
Get a job? I don't know. I don't have...
What was your mother's maiden name?
Ryan?
Yeah, that's your fucking Irish name. That's right. We're related, maybe.
We might be.
Ryan's such a huge name.
Ryan's a pretty huge name.
Are you related to Paul Ryan? He's also from Wisconsin, of course.
I don't know why you'd bring it up, and then I would have to knife him. You know, if I had any sort of murdery skills, all I have are yelling at skills. When it comes to any sort of violence, it's me just yelling. Do you know that? Okay, I'm not the hero of this story. Let's tell it anyway.
Yay.
It's a clock eater. I once maced a guy. And here's...
So where were you keeping the mace? Keychain?
No. It was a keychain mace. I worked at a place in Minneapolis that sold mace. And I was like, I'm going to buy mace. This is proof positive that I should never own a gun.
Were you working at Mace and Things?
I was working at Mace and Things. And it was loose mace. And it was a hippie skippy t-shirt shop that was so many peace t-shirts and posters and whatnot. And then mace.
Mm-hmm.
We only sold it for 1 year because I came back to work and I said, hey, it's like you don't introduce a gun into the plot and not use it. So
someone's writing a romance novel.
Chekhov. And so I wrote, I had mace, I was with a comic in Minneapolis, an old friend of mine named Matt Fugate. And we were drinking mm-hmm. and having the time of our lives. Mm-hmm. And then he walked me back to my car. And then he walked away, and there was a guy leaning against my car. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Wait, how did you guys miss it when you walked in? Did he lean after Fugate left?
Well, I think he was talking to somebody, and then Fugate walked away, and then Fugate came back.
Oh my God!
And mostly because I was freaked out about macing the guy, because I said, "Hey, get off my car." And the guy's like, hey, pretty lady. I'm just having a good time. And
so he's
like
stoned or high or something.
Yeah, completely hammered in some way. And then he's like, I just want to talk to you
Right.
It's the longest of all gross. And I was like, well, I have to go home. It's 1:15 in the morning. I am done. And you got to get off my car. And I said it like 2 or 3 times. And I said, I will mace you. And he was like, why do you want to mace me? And something. And then I fucking maced him. And I felt so bad about the whole thing.
Awesome. Hey, and you warned him.
I monumentally warned him.
Completely fair. You did your due diligence.
Except the fact that I don't know. And then Matt came back. He's like, what the hell happened? Because he came back in his car. He drove up in his car and he was like, what the hell just happened? And I was like, well, this guy was leaning against my car and he said that I told him to get off it. And then I said I would mace him. And then I maced him. And he goes, Jesus Christ, Cation. And then and I was like, okay, I feel bad enough as it is if we could not.
Was he on the ground covering his eyes in tears?
Yeah, at that time, he was sitting on the curb crying. Because that's what you do when you're maced.
That's what you do when you're a female comic and you meet a man, basically.
Exactly. I can make people cry. I'm going to give him that notebook. I was like, that's what I could have done. I could have just handed him that. And but it was weird. It was because I was thinking about it the other day. I was like, I am so glad I don't have any sort of like murdery skills because, I don't know. I don't know if the guys who murder, like, because there was another mass shooting.
There were like four in two days.
Yeah, there were
almost, you don't even comment anymore.
Right.
Unless it's like, it's got to be over 15 people and some of them have to be high school students, you know? Otherwise, it's like, there we go.
Six more people
That's
died.
Your fault for going to work in America, I guess.
I guess. This is the weirdest civil war I've ever been to.
Oh, my God.
Anyway.
Well, I read something else where they're tying it to suicide rates, like the increase in suicide rates and the access to guns. And some people are doing,
suicide
let me kill
by
people before
cop.
I kill myself. Yeah.
But it was a woman. It was a woman shooter in Maryland.
Why did you try to high-five me, Jackie? That's not right.
That's what made me think about the mace thing. And did you see I tweeted, because I talked to my aunt who's 91 in mm-hmm. Milwaukee, and she was like, I can't even open the television. First of all, open the television is the greatest comment ever. She's like, I can't even open the television and there's people shooting other people. Why? What, don't these people have something better to do? And I was like, what is happening? She said, bowling. Bowling, you can take out a lot of aggressions on the pins. And that was the most Milwaukee statement I've ever heard in my life.
I'm back on Ancestry. I took a break for mental health reasons, but I'm back trying to puzzle my past together.
Oh, you rabbit hole.
And I just fucking found out my grandmother, her aunt, was alive until 1992, and no one told me.
Oh.
Astonishing.
Wait, your grandmother's aunt?
My grandmother's aunt. My grandmother died in 1955.
So your great-great-aunt?
Yes. She lived to be 96 years old.
The Kilmartins are not chatty. What is happening?
Well, this is on the more dangerous side of the family.
I really want to meet the dangerous Kilmartins.
That's like sort of, from what I can piece together, hardworking, sort of Irish, not teetotalers, not drinkers, you know, whatever. And then...
But not there's baby carrots and vodka for dinner kind
right,
of Kilmartins?
That's, no, that's my mom. She's not... that's
there's no danger there.
There's that's the a, Luxembourg, England chunk that's from my mom's side where there's a lot of... There's some sexual boundaries that were crossed, I've heard. Ugh. Yeah, there's like some icky stuff. Yeah. And anyway, but I would have loved to have talked to that lady.
Yeah, that would have been awesome.
Mm-hmm.
That's too bad. 92, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
1992. I was driving to my grandpa's house in Chicago. I could have just...
Kept going
to Toronto or Ontario
well,
or whatever.
I have cousins in Montreal, and my Aunt Alice was like, oh, well, here's his telephone number. Just, you know, call him, and maybe you can get together with him when you're in Montreal. So I did. That guy never called me. We might be the bad side of the family. I would not be surprised. Did you see that ad from Arizona, the guy with the five siblings?
Oh, my God. Six. Yes, I love it. Yes,
well,
yes.
He's the sixth. And yeah. then
oh,
all
okay,
of his
okay.
five siblings were like, don't vote for Paul. Paul's an asshole.
Yeah.
And
that
that's
was great.
If my brother Terry ran for something, the other five of us would be like, Terry Cation, dirtbag. Don't do it.
Oh, no. Yeah.
He's not thinking about you, it
Terry
turns out.
Terry is one of my favorite boys' names.
Is it?
Terrence. Yeah.
All right.
Love it.
Well,
I didn't use it for my kid.
Right,
but,
right.
Had I had six more, the seventh one would have been a Terrence.
Right. Mohammed, Jose,
all,
Elvis.
All my comedy names.
All your comedy names. And then Terrence. And yeah, it's... and then the other weird thing was, did you see Brett Kavanaugh, the guy, the picture of 1985?
That was the most one of the most fascinating nights on Twitter. Where
Thursday?
Yeah, Ed Whalen, who's this conservative asshole, aren't they all?
Right.
But, so he's in some little. There's these power groups in D.C. that you and I and people like this have no idea, including all these assholes that graduated from Georgetown Prep. They're all just being groomed to be Supreme Court justices from birth, right?
Right.
Gorsuch went to school with Kavanaugh. Okay.
Yeah.
So and it's a Catholic. It reminds me, like I went to a Catholic girls' high school. Across the street was De La Salle, which was a Catholic boys' high school. Which is like a football powerhouse in the Bay Area. And
yeah.
It kind of reminds me of that just insular setting of privilege and white kids that are told they're special and they're going to grow up to be something. You
right.
know?
With
much more De La Salle than Carondelet. Carondelet was felt a little different. That sense of entitlement from the grads I know, it's not there. I feel so much of a kinship with the lady on my pin,
right.
Christine Blasey Ford, because I'm like, I know those parties she went to.
Yeah.
Every woman does, yeah. You know? And I know those guys.
Yeah.
I know that type of guy so fucking well.
Yeah.
And they disgust me.
Yeah.
And the fact that one of them, and two one of them's already on the Supreme Court and another could be on is revolting.
Right. But did you see the picture
yeah.
of in 1985 when mm-hmm. he was a sophomore at college? The group, the frat that he was in, they were holding a sign that says no means yes.
Oh,
yes
I didn't see anal. That. Oh, sorry.
No
oh, yeah.
means yes. Yes means anal.
Right.
And, And it's a picture, and he's not in the picture.
Yeah.
But it's the rest of those fucking haircuts.
Yeah.
And this is what I have to say. Where are those bastards? Because you know that they're the heads of industry.
They're all over the place.
They're all over the place. Yes. They're
lobbyists.
Background.
Yeah. They're born in D.C. They probably stayed there. Why would you leave a power center if you're born there and you have power? You wouldn't leave to go to Nebraska and start a farm.
Right. I mean, even if someone like forcibly injected integrity up your ass, you don't leave it. You think that you can change it from within.
Yeah.
And that's the guys. I want all of those guys in that picture. The guy holding a woman's pair of underwear that's on fire in front of that sign. I could not find it again this morning. I was like, where the fuck is that sign? Because I want to retweet it and go, who are these pieces of shit?
Yeah, find them. Yeah. We're finding all these white people that are cursing people out. Let's find these assholes too. Right. I want to know where they're working right now.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
That's a great thing to start.
Right,
that's a great
Twitter. This is going to come out day after
Twitter
tomorrow,
doxing.
Yeah, Twitter doxing. Let's get on it.
This guy, Ed Whalen, who
head
I guess...
Head of the ethics, the name of that think tank that he's...
You can
is
name
so
it
mis-
anything you want.
It's so misnamed and horrible. What a piece of shit.
He started... First of all, he made it sound like he independently came up with this theory that maybe it was this other guy named Chris Garrett who kind of looks like Kavanaugh. Did you hear this?
No, I didn't know that he actually named a guy.
Oh, yeah. So he starts creating a map... And he's like, according to Dr. Ford or whatever they call her, don't call her doctor
because she has a doctorate. Heaven forfend they just.
So according to her, that woman, that's probably how they refer to her. There was a Mark Judge was there, Kavanaugh. And then there's an unknown female who hasn't come forward who could say, OK, this is the party as it existed.
So, it might have been her party.
So Ed Whalen, so by the way, who is not from there and is from another coast, who has no idea what's happening at this party, decided he knows what's at the party. So he makes this crazy map and he's like, this is where the unknown female lives. And everyone's like, how do you know that?
Yeah.
Who's telling
who are
you that?
You? Yeah.
And then apparently Whalen was checking out Ford's LinkedIn page 2 days before she came forward. So someone said to him, hey, it's Chrissy Ford. It's Chrissy Blasey. See what she's doing right now. Because she had come forth anonymously. No one knew who she was. So how Whalen found out. Yeah. Like maybe the guy that fucking held her down and put a hand over her throat or her mouth and
tried
she was
to
screaming.
Rip her clothes off.
Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
So... It's so disgusting to me.
It's infuriating.
Like, you know, the Republicans, they could put another Catholic asshole on who's a woman named Amy, I forget, maybe it's not Barrett, but something like that. She will toe
she
your line.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she at least is not a rapist or an attempted rapist.
And she's just collusion.
Yeah. You know, he's done this to other people. No one does this once. No guy does this once. If they
and
do that, they think they're allowed to do that.
Yeah. And a group of dudes who are chanting no means yes.
He's still in high school. This is before he went on to college where he's in part of a fraternity with the tits and clits shit.
Yeah.
So there's other women who are, of course... understandably going, hey, I don't want to move.
Right.
I don't want to, if they're all around in their early 50s and they have kids, they're probably teenagers. You know, what do you want to uproot everybody?
Yeah.
Ugh. Especially if he's going to be confirmed anyway, but he might not be.
Who knows?
You need Collins. You need Murkowski and possibly Jeff Flake.
Did you see Murkowski's, the governor and lieutenant governor of Alaska were like, hey, don't vote for this guy.
Well,
but they did it because of
the native
because
stuff.
Of native, yeah.
Well, you know what? It's
yeah, nobody cares about women.
No. But I mean, whatever in they can make with her of like, look, you're forget women. It's the natives in Alaska that you
care
about.
It's a pile of cash that we really need to keep here in Alaska.
However they do it is fine with me.
At this point, I'm fine with it. Yeah.
It's so infuriating. And the way she's been treated and the way they're coming after Dianne Feinstein, in my opinion, for holding on to this. If she held on to it out of Christine Ford asked her to. Please do not name me.
I was asked this week to keep something secret about a woman and her. Here's the thing about the vault in Jackie Cation. Mm-hmm. It is porous. So the only way that you can get me to keep a secret is to say, this is a secret. Do not tell people. And then I'm like, oh, that's fine. Mm-hmm. I won't even write it down. And
boo. Boo to the person who won't let me in on it. Boo you.
Maybe she'll call you. It's and then yeah, so this week has been great. I've been working on, I would like to talk about comedy again.
Okay.
And
yes, yes, the, sorry.
Oh, that's fine, because
this feels like comedy.
It really, because
it hits the same buttons that all this other shit does for my entire life has hit. So
yeah, yeah. And then and the fact that What's His Fuck was at that comedy club last night.
Yes.
Makes me not want to return the avails. But I don't know how to not work at a club where rapists and accused rapists are working.
No, you gotta work. You gotta show up.
It really cuts down
on
my numbers, and it cuts down on you gotta show up. Just to be brave enough to show up and be around those people.
That club owner, his wife is sometimes at the club. She's very nice.
Yeah.
If you brought a printout of the accusation, just let her know. I don't know. I have no idea.
Right. Right.
I don't know that he would care that much. Right. But I think she might.
Is he the owner?
No, but he's... Oh, wait, you're right. It's not the booker. It's the owner's wife.
Oh, the owner's wife? You've seen the owner's wife around?
Yes, yes, yeah. Very nice lady.
And, So this is Q's glamorous moment.
You get
here
to see
it
a
is.
Name.
You get to see that the names, the three names are in the middle.
Yeah.
There you go. Success.
Booker Comic and, Club.
And yes. And so that's the way that goes. So yeah, it's, but yeah, you're right. I should show up just to be sort of a voice of someone else.
I mean, the industry is taking spots away from you anyway because you're female. So you don't have to take spots away from yourself. Always show up if you feel safe. I mean,
if you do not feel safe, do not show up.
Or
yeah, bring a friend.
Show up, bring a friend, tell the wingman. Yeah. But show up for your
Mace.
Spot. Yeah, the audience needs to see
maybe
a female.
Maybe there's Jackie and Lori Mace. That could
Oh my god. Dude. You just made us millionaires.
Is that the merch?
Yes, Comedy Club Mace.
It's Chappelle.
Branded Comedy Club Mace.
Chappelle gives out those, he buys hundreds of those, put your cell phone in here because I can't deal with you. We buy Mace for everyone.
And, No. You've lost us $1 million.
Oh, that's right. That's where we're losing
us. We sell Mace on our site.
That says Jackie and Lori on it.
Yes.
All right. Well, get in on it.
Because there's nothing I want my face doing than macing an asshole. Please. I want
Dare
my face
dream.
To be the last thing he sees before he's crying on a sidewalk.
Mass. Could you imagine just ordering from China? Mass produce. We buy them in the gross lots. This is gross. 144. That's a math joke. I'll be over here.
Good use of the word gross. I haven't used that since like social studies when we're talking about goods and products.
Goods and products. Yeah. So I was working. I did this weird bat. Okay. Over in Silver Lake.
Right.
And it was Mark. God dang you, Mark. I can't remember your last name. Well, that's what everybody gets half a name today.
You know what? Everyone gets an air of mystery around us because we don't say everyone's names.
It's yes. So yeah, it was a really fun show, but it was in a residential area in Silver Lake.
Right.
They live in this apartment building, and behind the apartment building, there's a weird hill with a stage and lighting and a bamboo forest. I wish I would have taken pictures of it.
Oh, my God.
Because it was gorgeous.
Wow.
But you can't tell. I'm just like driving around Silver Lake in this residential area. And so I get an email saying, hey, the show started at 8:30. We had you going up early with his phone number. And so I called him. I was like, I am outside of what looks to be an apartment building. And he goes, oh, I didn't tell you. Because he sent me pictures of the space. Because the space is so cool looking. But not the picture of the outside. So I was like, all right. So I literally parked in front of a fire hydrant.
Mm-hmm.
Went in 20 minutes later, went, came back out, was not.
God bless Silver Lake. They don't call the fuzz on that stuff.
Exactly. But it reminded me, I think it was it Nick Thune or was it, Matt Bronger told me a story about some comic that we all know that I can't remember.
You have tall white guys in one slot in your head.
So I think it was Bronger who told me. Could have been a different tall white guy.
Could have been Don McMillan. Could have been Conan O'Brien.
Somebody 6'4 or above told me a tale of how a comic had sets, so many sets that they and parking was such a deal, such a weird deal that they would just park illegally.
Uh-huh.
And for a year, he's decided to just park wherever he could find parking. And if he got a ticket, he would make a spreadsheet or figure out at the end of the year.
If it was worth it?
If it was worth it. And it ended up being something along the lines of $400 to $600. I think it was maxed out around $600. And he said, for $600 to be able to park anywhere I want in Los Angeles for a year, I would pay that.
That is brilliant.
It was kind of brilliant. He said most of the time he did not get a ticket.
Yeah, it's you're in and out.
Right, it's just it's totally an odds game.
Wow.
You're playing the odds, and occasionally he would lose, and then he would have a $75 ticket.
Now, had he blocked a fire hydrant when there was a fire, and they need, that would have been horrendous. That would have been way more than a ticket. That's right, that's the only thing I worry about.
I didn't block the fire hydrant.
Yeah.
I was, you know how like they put extra red?
Yeah.
They might have called it blocking it, though, because I was in the red.
Yeah, that hose is like 6 inches wide. You don't need 14 feet.
Firefighters.
I'm happy to advocate for you in court.
No, thank you very much. I appreciate it. My niece, who is a firefighter, just graduated like about a year ago from firefighter school, lives in Montana.
That's exciting.
She
those are real fires there. Is she going to be at forest fires?
Yeah, she just fought one in Idaho, and she just came to California to fight fires.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's really stressful.
Yeah. She's 26. Why not?
Wow.
She can handle it. She can handle the truth.
That's cool. Good for her.
So anyway, so I'm performing in this weird bamboo forest. Mm-hmm. But it was, they also have improv. Nobody's a better audience than all these improv troupes. They're just sitting there attentively watching each other with the politest, happiest faces.
Oh my God.
They're so nice. And to
have the patience of an improv actor. please God, give it to me.
It's if
I see one setup that's half a clause too long, I walk out of the room.
It's true. And I was working on my population joke and it worked pretty good. Plus I added my new, I'm psyched actually. The Yellowstone chunk is working, even though they're kind of awing the last part of it.
So it ends on an awe?
It ends on an awe.
Right now.
Yeah, right now. That's it's got a little bit of
Jackie,
suicide in it. Come on.
It's time for a callback. That's when you bring it. That's when you bring in special forces. Okay, you're ending on an awe, and this way you hearken to something that was uplifting earlier, and you get the fuck out of your joke.
Right, and there's nothing. And I don't do a lot of callbacks. I used to do more. I mean, callbacks are so organic.
Yeah.
That if I do a callback, it. Right now, I'm saving it with a stock line, so it's not like I have. But anything against doing a callback.
That's what I feel like when you get to that place where it's an awe laugh, it's still a laugh and it's what you want to say. Now you just want to get out on an up laugh. And so if you can just find a callback quickly, and I'm sure you have one laying around close to it.
Right, wandering around.
Yes.
Right, because it does come.
There's like a tree out there. It's waving at you. Use me. I'm here. I already get a laugh. Please just pair me with that joke.
Exactly. Let's do a comic of the week. I think we're at 30.
Oh, we are?
Actually 38. 38?
What? Oh my God. Look. Q, you're magic. You're making this go fast. Cut to the audience going, no, he's not.
So Solange.
Solange Castro.
Solange Castro, who I've been friends with anytime for 20 years.
I know. I can't believe we haven't done her yet.
I cannot believe we didn't.
Shocking.
But she just recorded the new. Did she do video as well?
Just audio.
Just audio. She did her first album.
She's very funny.
And she's very funny. Very funny. She, yeah, and a delight. And yes, she's been on the Dork Forest talking about salsa dancing. Mm. Hilarious. One of my favorite lines in the salsa dancing episode, she said, "I don't do it as much anymore." And I said, "Oh, so like three times a week?" She's like, "No, five." And I was like, "Oh my God, that's still a lot of salsa dancing."
Yes, it is. Yeah.
And so, but she's on Kyle has a new label.
Record label. That's amazing.
And he put it out. And what's it called?
It's a, let me make sure I get the words
right. It's brand new because Solange is the first.
Journey of Self-Discovery. The first release on the label.
That's
and what's
exciting.
The name of the label?
Radland Records.
Love it. Kyle Clark's new comedy album label and it's called A Journey of Self-Discovery by Solange. And Solange's Twitter feed is at Solange_here, H-E-R-E. And Solange is spelled S-O-L-A-N.
And I will get it on the website within 6 weeks of this podcast. That is a promise.
And a nice photo. So, yeah, so she taped her first special. And she's super funny.
She's very subtle and smart.
Smart and subtle. And it just, she's great because she's so soft-spoken in real life.
Yes, yeah.
And then she gets up and the comedy's there. So
I know. She doesn't have like an overtly comic personality. Where, you know,
right,
some people walk
me.
In a room, you're
she's
like, oh, that's
you.
A stand-up. Yeah. And that's not a compliment.
Right. You're like, when you walk into a room and you're like, oh, that guy's a comic. Let me ask him who's in charge of this room. And but when Solange is there, you're like, oh, she's probably a nice lady.
Yeah.
And then she gets up and does
and she's mean, just like the rest of us.
She's totally mean, just like the rest of
favorite,
us.
That's my favorite twist.
Yes, so Solange Castro, you guys, go find it. And the album probably come out early next year?
I'm even further December, January, somewhere. Though.
December, January, okay. Mm. Oh,
cool.
She might make it this year.
Yeah,
okay.
So
So you're mixing an album?
I know.
And so you're just picking the best versions. Like, how many shows did
she
shoot?
Is she doing that?
One. Okay.
Ooh, that is gutsy.
Where was it? Oh,
in
neat.
Venice, Time Warp.
Wow, cool. Is that a giant space?
It is not. It's a very small space.
I haven't been there.
Is that
then.
That basement room that Bronston Jones runs?
No. It's the Venice Underground.
Okay.
It's right next to the Grandview Market where there's been that mic forever. It's just a
Oh, okay.
Oh,
that's cool.
That's awesome. It's, I'm sure, the acoustics there, because that's what you want. You only want like 50 people there to really make it work.
Yes. Now, my next point is that if you and I don't know where it is, that means we haven't been booked on a show there.
Yeah,
and
I don't
like
understand.
That rectified immediately.
Yeah,
I don't know who to talk to about that.
Because who doesn't
want
to drive to Venice? I'm actually doing that Bronston Jones.
I love Bronston's room. It's great.
It's an amazing room.
Yes.
But
and it's shockingly great. You walk in, you're like, oh, boy. The first time, I'm like, oh, I've done this gig before.
And then it's awesome.
And then it's great. Yeah,
it's downstairs and it's packed. And it's an adorable space and it's really cool. I'm doing... So this week, I'm going with Maria in a weird Ottawa, Toronto, JFL 42. She's doing JFL... And I, too, am doing JFL 42.
Jackie, would you visit my great-great-aunt's grave?
Nope.
Okay.
Okay. Is she in Toronto? That's right. She's in Toronto.
Hamilton, Ontario.
Okay, well... Ontario.
Yeah.
Which means it's a suburb of Toronto.
It's, yeah.
Yeah,
it's, so it's totally on your
Ian
way
Atlas
to a gig.
To drive me. Sure. And it's, I love Toronto as a comedy town, man. It
I've
is
only
so
been
good.
There once.
Oh, you got to go back. I know.
Would love
well,
to.
Your schedule is so weird. So, and then we're doing Helium Buffalo two nights, like I think it's a Saturday, Sunday.
Wow.
Which is weird.
That's
so
cool.
We're doing Ottawa, Toronto, and then Helium.
Now
I'm going to do a live Dork Forest in Toronto at JFL with Courtney Gilmore.
Cool.
And maybe Matt Brunger, tall and funny.
And now I also have people buried in Albany, which is near Buffalo.
I'm hoping to see Niagara Falls. Maria was just in Buffalo.
Wow.
And she went sent out a text picture of her on the Canadian side, Niagara Falls, which I've never been to, but
wow.
I want to see it.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, and then, so that's this week. It's going to be weird because we were going to take the train, and they're like, no, you should totally fly. And we're like, oh, well.
How many days would that be on a train?
Well, no, it's 5 hours. I mean, they're just sort of like Buffalo to...
Oh, from Buffalo
like
to
Ottawa
Ontario.
To Toronto
okay.
And Toronto to Buffalo.
I thought
you meant
across
train.
America.
No, I think they're super short.
Okay.
But I think it's WestJet, which means paying for luggage, which is irritating. And then
these airlines, it's getting worse and worse.
Well, and then the next week I'm doing Washington, D.C., and then Munhall, Pennsylvania with Maria. And then she's going to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. I am not, because I wish to sleep one day before I go to Hanoi.
And, that's right. That's right.
So, but we were going to take a train that day, too. Mm. But trains get delayed, which is why they don't want us to take a train in Canada as well.
I just got my airfare for Cleveland. I mean, I got it like
you're doing
2 months in advance or whatever.
Good.
And still,
you're gonna need
brutal.
It is brutal because Cleveland and Indianapolis, for some reason, are a fortune to fly to.
And
it doesn't make any
Thanksgiving
sense.
Thanksgiving weekend.
Oh, dude.
Nightmare. And I tried everything I could to fly out of Burbank, but there's no way. So I'm flying out of LAX on the Friday after Thanksgiving and flying back in on the Monday morning. I'm taking an early ass flight from Cleveland.
Oh my God.
But they're nonstops.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I told my booking agent when we sort of talked to the owner, I said, if I leave around 11 in the morning, there's a nonstop on United.
Yep.
And it gets in around close to 6 p.m. But the only other option is going through Chicago the day after Thanksgiving, which I feel like is you're just begging for trouble.
Yeah.
And if you have a nonstop, you can get there.
Right. If you have a nonstop, it's much, much better.
It's just got to leave out of LAX.
What about the day before?
That's Thanksgiving.
And so you, oh, right.
No,
you could,
I can't.
Red eye.
It's already, no, I have a kid. Yeah.
And
if that was my choice, I would say no to the gig. Normally I would say, yeah, maybe I'll do a red eye, but
not on a national holiday.
Yeah, I'm already leaving that weekend.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
So, part of me is like, you know, once I start paying for all this stuff, it's like, it's not that much money. Should I be leaving my kid for... You know, I mean, he could be with his dad. He'll have a great time.
Right. He'll have a great time. But it's 40,
but then I'm like,
it's 45s, man.
Yes. It's 45s. It's staying in the comedy club business. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
It's not.
Oh, completely. I had dinner with a comic who has to work more. She loves clubs.
Yeah.
But she's a regular at the Cellar.
Yeah.
And she does cruises and colleges.
Yeah.
Erin Jackson. You know,
yes,
Erin Jackson.
I love Erin.
So I had dinner with her the other night.
Yeah.
And she was, and she does some clubs, but she wants to do more clubs.
Yeah.
And
she does a lot of colleges, you said?
Yeah. She does a lot of colleges.
It's a lot of money. It's hard to turn that down.
Well, right.
Because it doesn't last forever either. You might as well go all in on colleges when they want to book you, right?
Right, because it does. You do age out of that pretty quick, and it's, but you know, like you're always jealous of the gigs you aren't doing.
Right,
right. So she was like, I want to do more clubs, and clubs have more. You get to, there's not as much restriction.
Right,
obviously, if you're doing a club than if you're doing a cruise or a college, and it's not, you know, it's not livelihood issues. And it's because obviously the income is better doing colleges and cruises than it is doing clubs. But it's just, it's comedy wise. Clubs are kind of the fun thing to do, which is why I love like Carmen Morales and Amy Miller and those guys. They and Kyle as well does like these small theaters.
Yeah.
Because they to work on their 45s because the clubs won't book you without a shit ton of credits.
Right, right.
And it's really irritating because I sent out to several clubs that I worked at. I was like, I know there's a million comics, but if you're looking for headliners, Erin Jackson,
that's
is
great,
a delight.
Yeah,
she's one of my favorite comics.
Yeah,
honestly, she's. I like comics named Erin. Erin Foley
Jackson.
Erin Foley's one of my other favorite comics that I never get to see their long sets, but I would love because every time they're always writing new stuff.
Yeah.
It's always brutally, awesomely hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's a delight.
Yeah, sure. So.
And whenever I say, sometimes I say to Lewis Lee, I'm like, I'm going to recommend this person, but it can't affect my week. And Lewis is like,
that's hilarious.
It's not going to affect your week. You have plenty of work.
Somebody texted in our little text group about a club that I was surprised doesn't have a lot of female headliners, you know?
Which one? Oh, yeah.
That shocked me. I thought they did.
That guy's going through the terribles. That guy's going through.
Which guy?
The booker.
Oh, right.
He's got drama.
Okay.
So he's got drama in his life, And he's trying to get his shit together. So,
so I don't know why woman helps you get your shit together.
I think, you know, like you just start phoning it in. I think, to some extent. And so you book the same 20 guys over and over again. And I don't know why I'm making any excuses for him because he doesn't book me. That'd be the only reason I should make excuses for him is that he's booking me. He hasn't booked me.
By the way, that's a reasonable excuse. You can always defend someone that books you.
Always. Who hasn't?
Yes. And thank God that rumor was debunked completely.
Oh, right. Speaking of which.
Oh, my God.
Who's dating Louis C.K.? Rumor debunked.
Totally.
Now, if you are part of the Patreon, you know the lady we are speaking of.
Oh, did you say it? In the Patreon?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It literally, somebody posted, this is what I wanted Patreon to be. And I was like, well, know in your heart, it's not going to ever happen again. No. Well, the thing is rumor debunked, I'm willing to put that in there.
Yeah.
The names and stuff.
I just wouldn't want to, if it's, I mean.
Real rumor.
It's so shocking that you wouldn't, she didn't say, I'm not dating this person. She just tweeted like a hashtag weird rumor RIP or something
weird
like that.
Rumor.
So if you knew it wasn't true. But
right,
not,
it was weird how many people knew.
Oh my God. I know.
And heard, but the rumor that I got it from was like three people removed from his old management company. Louis's old management
from Three
company.
Arts?
Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's just, I mean, it's sort of a great way to, Kira Sultanovich called it. She said, this is not true. This, I think, is either a publicity stunt or it's just ridiculous.
I gasped in complete horror.
You did gasp, and you were perfect.
I still was not able to wrap my head around it. And when it was debunked, the world was righted again. Yes.
Right. We were living in a bizarro, upside down world that Lori Kilmartin
can't happen.
That is, can't possibly be true. And, yeah, so the current rumor out there is that Louis C.K. is dating Rachel Dolezal. So
Dolezal.
Dolezal? Damn it. I knew I was getting her name wrong. Well,
she got her race wrong. So of the two mistakes, you made the lesser one for sure.
I know. But the thing is so if he had been dating this other woman, that might have whitewashed his career. This one, he's doubling down.
He is dating a French-Canadian comic, right?
Is he?
The
current rumor is that also might not be true.
You know what? I don't care who he's dating.
I'm
glad it wasn't who
I fucking
it was
hate gossip,
to
but that gossip was so mind-boggling.
Yes.
That I was like, I don't know how not to pass this on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
no.
We run out of
Jackie,
shit to talk about.
You did the right thing.
Did I do the right? Thank you very much.
Sure. Your obligation as a comedy podcaster.
Mm-hmm. So it is good. Where are we at, Kyle? Any idea?
51.
Okay.
We're doing good. What are you doing this week?
I have LA spots this week. I'm at the Virgil and Los Globos on Tuesday.
Globos, and why am I not booked in that?
I will find out all of it for you. At Los Globos, there's two rooms.
Wow.
I don't know. I actually hope I'm in the small
room. What day of the week?
I was about to say.
Yeah. It's a Tuesday.
Okay.
And I'm at the Improv. This is unbelievable. I'm doing a comedy showcase for industry at the Improv. I'm like, you guys don't know me? let me give you a little primer. You've passed on me for 2.5 decades. So are you interested now? It's shocking. I'm like, hey, what the heck? I'm sure I'll show up.
Stage time.
Oh, my God.
You're like, let me reintroduce myself. I'm 100. And
I'm doing
me forever.
Bear Burger in Santa Monica on a Thursday. I'm doing the West Side, my legit actual spot, on Friday. And Saturday, I'm in Carpinteria for a show that pays real money.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, and I will post about it. If you are near Carpinteria, I'll post about it soon so that you can figure out where it is because I don't have it written down.
At Annie Laurie 16.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm doing that Venice show on Wednesday and then Heidi Ho Comics in a comic book store in Santa Monica on Thursday.
Cool. I think I've done that one. I think that's what I thought the record store was, actually, that you guys were talking about. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And then I'm going on the road and then I'm coming back and then I think I'm home for a week before I do that DC thing. And I'm doing something called the Late Late Breakfast. Have you heard of Late Late Breakfast?
No.
Because her name's Olivia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what the hell hell is her name? She could be a comic of the week.
My God.
It's just first names.
Yeah.
Just first names. The air of mystery around Olivia is exactly this. Because I also, she does production and does a lot of paperwork. I did a show called Actually, which is a game show where you're a nerd.
Yeah.
Typecasting. Mm-hmm. And then I sat with people. They ask you what your dorkdom is, right? Like what you're really good at.
Yeah.
And then they give you a sentence that is incorrect. And then like Jeopardy, you have to form it in the form of you have to buzz in, and it paid. It paid. It was filmed. There was makeup, and it's a real web series. And but you have to answer the question. Actually,
so you kind of have to go with it.
Yeah, you go with it. Yeah. You're like and super fun. Quite honestly,
that sounds great.
Who doesn't want to push their glasses up and say, actually, Futurama was actually not correct. And so it was pretty great. Had a really good time, mm-hmm. and I got to do a Superman trivia that I happen to know because the guy who has written a bajillion things, including Birthright, Mark Waid, was on the Dork Forest I recorded.
Wait, Birthright? Isn't Birthright that Israeli thing where you get to go back to Israel if you're Jewish? Right? Isn't that Birthright? Yeah. So he wrote?
He wrote about Superman going back to Krypton, which is in 100 million pieces. No, it's just essentially an origin story he wrote in the early 2000s about Superman. And it's outstanding.
Yeah.
And anyway, but Mark Waid is as far as I'm concerned, an enormously famous comic book writer. Mm-hmm. And he was on the Dork Forest. But he told me his dorkdom was all about Superman. So I didn't win the game show. I never win. When it's like head-to-head nerds, mm-hmm. What I know about everything is shallow but wide.
That's how I describe your personality.
Shallow but wide, mm-hmm. you guys. So anyway, Oh, it did. Yeah, the drip. Exactly. I've scratched out the word.
Q did a callback in the podcast.
Exactly. Q is available, you guys. Yeah, I scratched out the word dripping cleft because I don't even want to write the words dripping cleft, except for that they're funny words.
Yeah. Yeah, they are.
So maybe.
They're someone else's words, though, right?
Well, the thing with if you're going to make it'd be like Galaxy Quest. There's 100 words that everybody uses.
Right. But cleft isn't.
No, nobody's
not in anyone's top 10 million.
You know, cocky gate? Did you hear about cocky gate?
No.
In romance novels, some woman tried to trademark the word cocky. Because she had a series of romance novels called like The Cocky Cowboy, The Cocky Oil Baron.
Sure.
And somebody else named their book The Cocky Something. And she was like, nope, cocky's mine. And she's like, you can't own the word cocky, especially in romance terms, because I don't know if you guys know this. Cocky is a version of the word cock.
Yes.
And what cock if you spelled is a term.
Yeah. C-O-C-K-I-E.
Or C O Q U E.
Oh man, huh? Q! What an effect you've had, Jackie Q I E. Can't stop talking about you.
I was thinking about as my Audible romance novel name being Jackie Cation with a Q U I.
That is a much more romantic spelling of Jackie.
Right.
Your spelling is like tomboy ready to kill some frogs with some boys at a
Jackie
creek.
Jackie Onassis.
And, yeah, that too.
That's who I was named after. Yeah. But because my parents, of course, huge in the Hampton set. They were not. Narragansett.
Now, have a sister named Lee?
Lee Cation?
Yeah.
No.
Because she has a sister. Lee Razadwell is her sister.
My sister Darla.
Yes.
Is my only sister, and mm-hmm. she was named after the Little Rascals, and is famously the only child of the six of us that my father got to name.
Famously. Your mom would have stopped that afterwards.
Well, exactly. My name
I love the name Darla, though.
Yeah, Darla's a great name. And my name, I asked my dad one time how they picked my name, and he said, I don't know. We just put a bunch of names into an ashtray and put it. I've told you this, I think, before, but it was put it on the side on
into
the bedside.
An ashtray.
Yeah. First of all, there was an ashtray next to my mother's bed at the hospital
while she was pregnant. Oh my God!
After she had a child in 1965,
of course,
there was an ashtray next to her fucking bed at the hospital
because she could start smoking again.
Right, and she did.
Yeah, mine too. Yeah. Mine went cold turkey when she got pregnant with me, and then started immediately after. After I was, I'm like, what was wrong with you women back then? I don't, well, there's
just
plenty.
Keep smoking.
Yes.
And, right. And, she wanted to smoke and drink. And, my grandmother was always like, she didn't breastfeed you because she wanted to drink. And I was like, who cares?
That was a responsible choice. I mean, if she was drunk and breastfeeding you, that would have been irresponsible. You got to give your mom props for that.
Right. There was another riff from Q. What was it?
At least she slept through the night. I mean, that's...
Oh, right. That's right. The mom slept through the night. Who knows what little Jackie was doing?
So many people said to me, the line that you said last show about how your favorite, when the boy is in the deep sleep is your favorite parenting time.
Yeah, yeah.
That was their favorite line. I got a couple of emails on that.
Oh, well. Thanks for not telling me, the person who would need to hear it.
Right, you want that laugh. So I'm doing the Ruby. Have you done the Ruby here in Los Angeles? Have you heard about the Ruby?
I think I'm going to do the Ruby. I think
and
it's
I'm doing
on my
late
list.
Late breakfast, and I'm doing the Ruby on the 6th. But you can just follow me at Jackie Cation.
Yeah.
And,
So we should plug our Patreon. Thank you for the people that are.
Oh yeah,
with your when do we start getting small that money? Contributions?
As you're just sitting on it. You're just sitting. You're
let's
like
let
let's
it
just...
grow like oil barons.
Then Patreon
maybe
keeps
we
it.
Should put it back into the website too, or put it back into us. Like, no,
yeah, my
you're sneering.
Yeah, I
don't sneering.
What are you nuts? It's only $800 a month, which means it's only $400 a month because there's two of us. Like we're some sort of fucking band.
Well, but if somebody was helping us do web stuff, like coming up.
Oh,
with,
you want to pay someone?
Yeah, what I'm saying. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Sure,
something to think about.
Sure, I mean we could be job creators.
Yes.
All right.
We could contribute to the gig economy that's killing this country.
Oh, right. Maybe we could just pay for one person's insurance.
All right. Well,
you don't know where we're at. How many are we doing?
I mean, we're at an hour. Hopefully you guys are going.
We don't have to end on a laugh. That's my new saying to myself every time I get up on stage. Call back. Bye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.